In 1969, the Group Against Smog and Pollution, or GASP, was formed in Pittsburgh to tackle the city's famously sooty air.
We represent the little man. Listen, we want anybody with lungs. I don't know where you can buy new lungs.
That was the group's first president, Michelle Madoff. Since then, the organization has worked on air pollution issues, from idling school buses and wood-burning stoves to the persistent emissions from industrial plants, like U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works. This fall, they named a new executive director, Patrick Campbell. He was raised in western Pennsylvania and left the area to attend divinity school at Wake Forest University in North Carolina. Now he's back, and I had a chance to speak with him about his new role and the future of this mainstay of clean air advocacy in the region. So how did you get interested in the environment and working on environmental issues?
Yeah, so after my Master of Divinity, I was pastor of United Church of Christ congregation in Hickory, North Carolina. I was there for a little under 7 years. And a couple of the really interesting things about this community, they had a history, you know, doing some advocacy kind of things, being very concerned with developing food pantries and, you know, protecting those people who were most vulnerable by economic shifts in the area. And this congregation, interestingly enough, the land purchased to build the actual church building sat on a small plot of land that was used as part of a farmer's fields. It was only about 10 acres of land, but since then it had been wooded and gone back to grass aside from the actual footprint of the church. And so, you know, as I was talking with the church governing board, we were becoming more and more interested in how we might better use the land, be better stewards of the land. And so we established some raised garden beds, you know, to get particularly, you know, children and youth within the congregation interested in the environment. You know, because all of this kind of came into being from my interests, I was lucky enough that my parents were really intentional about making sure, you know, my siblings and I were spent time outdoors. We're nurtured with a great love of being outside. And, you know, so I brought that with me. You know, and then in divinity school, you know, you put some theological language around that, you know, about being better, you know, better stewards of the environment and of the world of which human beings are an inextricable piece.
You worked at another environmental nonprofit in southwestern Pennsylvania before coming to GASP, Protects PT, which stands for Penn Trafford. What did you do there?
I was the project and outreach coordinator. You know, so my role was both in a lot of ways administrative as well as working with community members and our volunteers around our various campaigns. You know, so Protect PT is, you know, an environmental nonprofit that works to educate, empower, and help residents facing unconventional oil and gas development in their neighborhoods. So I did a lot of things like grant writing and internship management and things like that. But I also was able to work with Protect PT's environmental scientists, working on setting up noise studies and different things like that around potential well site development. So I was able to talk with community members, hear how these well sites and fracking sites impacted their daily lives.
What did you learn there that you're bringing to this new role?
I was really fortunate to be able to work there. I learned things like zoning, zoning ordinances and regulation issues like that. I learned how to navigate, you know, some of the unconventional oil and gas program at the, you know, PA, Department of Environmental Protection. You know, I learned how to analyze permits for well sites and, you know, and all of those kinds of things are, you know, not always 100% transferable to GASP. However, it starts to give you a language and a foundation to be able to build on those skills that, as they particularly tie to air quality, of which GASP is a regional leader in.
I know you're just settling into your role there at GASP, but what are some of your priorities for the organization?
You know, my predecessor, Rachel Filippini, and the board of directors at GASP have really done incredible work digging into and exploring what might be a good strategic plan for GASP. And so the results of their work has been to develop a 3-year strategic plan, of which we're coming up on finishing the first year. One of the things that the board has highlighted is the need for GASP to better be involved within the communities that we are advocating on behalf of. GASP being more involved within neighborhoods that are most bearing the burdens of pollution. We're seeking to develop partnerships with neighbors, with individuals, with community organizations, with faith organizations, whoever might want to do this community development work. And so that's one of my top priorities as the new executive director. The other one is making sure that GASP continues to deliver the kind of expertise that GASP has done for 52 years, letting residents know how air quality impacts every part of their lives and how we might partner together and leverage the resources GASP has, leverage the reputation GASP has, in order to continue to address these serious air quality issues in the region.
Like how?
Like what we're particularly working on is focusing on environmental justice communities. You know, we're working on partnering with individuals and community organizations within those environmental justice communities to apply continued pressure to the Allegheny County Health Department and the existing operators and Allegheny County Council. We are looking at expanding our service footprint. You know, we are looking for where it makes sense to partner with organizations that are addressing water quality issues, that are addressing cancer and environmental health. We're looking to share our expertise with those organizations so that we don't remain siloed. That way, we make sure we are bringing our part of the solution forward. It's often easy for an environmental organization to be written off as an environmentalist group. This is our niche. We are always going to be pushing for better air quality. It is far more difficult to ignore the voices of residents who bear the burden of air pollution. And so we want to leverage our platform, our GASP platform, in order to ensure those residents are able to speak to those regulators, and they become far harder to ignore when an entire community says, we demand better air quality.
Patrick Campbell is the new executive director of GASP, the Group Against Smog and Pollution, in Pittsburgh. I'm Carol Holsapple, and you're listening to the Allegheny Front.